is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, thanks for picking me up, man.
Yeah, no problem. I've been driving for like 15 hours straight, so I could use the company.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been standing in the same spot for 5.5 hours. You know they made it illegal to hitchhike in this state?
Really? Oh, that must make it really tough.
So, what's going on with you? You a salesman, or?
No, I'm nothing.
I am.
Yeah?
I'm a salesman. I'm gonna start my own company.
Really?
You want in?
Nah, I'm not, I don't really have any, you know, money or...
You heard of this thing, the 8-Minute Abs?
Yeah, sure, 8-Minute Abs, yeah, the exercise video. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, this is gonna blow that right out of the water. Listen to this. 7-Minute Abs.
Right, yes. Okay, all right. I see where you're going.
Think about it. You walk into a video store, you see 8-Minute Abs sitting there. There's right. 7-Minute Abs right beside it. Which one are you going to pick, man?
I would go for the 7. Yeah, I'd go for
bingo, that. Man, bingo. 7-Minute Abs. And we guarantee just as good a workout as the 8-Minute, folk.
You guarantee it? How do you do that?
If you're not happy with the first 7 minutes, we're going to send you the extra minute. Free. See, that's it. That's our motto. That's where we're coming from. That's from A to B.
That's right. That's good. That's good. Unless, of course, somebody comes up with 6-Minute Abs, then you're in trouble, huh?
No! No, no, not 6. I said 7. Nobody's coming up with 6. Who works out in 6 minutes? You won't even get your heart going, not even a mouse right. on a wheel.
Good point.
7's the key number here. Think about it. Right. 7 elevens?
Yeah.
7 dwarfs? 7, man, that's the number. 7 chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea? It's like you're dreaming about Gorgonzola cheese when it's clearly free time, baby. Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're f***ing fired.
The Don and Mike Show. God hates the lazy, but he loves the Don and Mike Show.
Right, and welcome back to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK, leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 o'clock. Hey, let's get right back into the best of. Don and Mike's brother Jim got married recently, and this segment is all about him telling them that. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Let's get some homespun fun going on this show.
Yeah.
The last thing, let me just tell you. You know I love my brother. I really do. I love him. But God, he's a mess. And the last thing he needs to do is get married again.
Now, wait a minute. You don't think he should maybe settle down, Don, and maybe this will be the charm? He's been married, what, twice?
Twice, uh-huh. But there have been other incidents with other girls that we don't
I know
speak of
some,
on this show.
There's been some baby daddy action, but, you know,
this is official. Mike, there's been... how do I say this without betraying his confidence?
Yes.
There have been... incidents.
Errors in judgment. Mistakes were made.
Yes. And I'm not talking about spousal abuse. Well, I've said this before. The time they tied the girl up
with the telephone cord.
With the telephone cord.
That might
cord.
Have been difficult. Yeah.
Right. So it's been my experience that for my brother Jim...
The relationships are not a good thing?
It's good to have a relationship, but marriage always leads eventually to children, mm-hmm. which leads to court, mm-hmm. which leads to, you know, him not being happy.
What if you just got him a wireless phone?
I already did.
Oh,
I got him a wireless phone. I got him a computer. I got him TiVo. Mm-hmm. Wow. I got him a lot of creature comforts.
Yeah, I think we need to talk to him. I mean, how long has he been with this woman? I've got lots of questions.
A while.
Could be all about love.
It could be love. This could be, you know, you never know. You never say never.
This could be it. This could be the deal.
I mean, I do. But, you know, you don't have to. Well, let's call him. This is a shock to me.
Yeah.
The last I heard from my brother was on, I guess, Sunday night.
Hmm. No mention of it then.
No.
So this has come up rather suddenly.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
The wedding show.
Hey, here he is. Hi. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
So here's...
Jimmy, what kind of phone are you on?
Cell phone.
Cell phone. Are you in a bad area?
No, why?
All right, well, it doesn't sound the greatest, but we
do you have a cold, Jimmy?
What's that?
Do you have a cold? It sounds like your throat's bothering you.
Yeah, I've had it for 2 months.
Hey, wow. Great. I got it, too. Here's the deal. Here's the timeline with my brother. Sunday night, he calls me, and he wants to talk. I don't think you wanted to talk about getting married. You wanted to talk about something else. And I said to you at the time on Sunday, or whenever it was that you called, I was a real jerk. I said, you don't understand. The company's under siege. CBS is thinking about firing us. I can't talk to you now about this. Mm-hmm. Let's talk later.
Ah.
So I hung up the phone. Now, when you were calling, whenever that was over the weekend, that wasn't about getting married, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, hold on. I thought it was about the other thing.
No.
Jimmy, how long have you been with this woman you're marrying?
About 2.5 years.
Why?
2.5 years.
Why are you marrying her?
Why?
Yeah.
Pretty insurance.
You're what?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
What did you say?
I said for the insurance.
For the insurance.
Insurance. For the money.
Insurance.
No.
Are you in love with her, Jimmy?
Yeah.
How much?
Oh, not enough.
How much is enough? Do you love her more than anything?
Is this the one?
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, I do.
Jimmy, have you seen a doctor about that throat?
No.
How many packs a day are you smoking?
Yeah, I'm worried.
Two and a half.
Two and a half. Well, you know, I don't know. Listen, I spoke to him over the weekend, and his voice didn't sound as rough as it did today. And this thing just came on me last night, my illness. So maybe he's just sick.
Hey, well, that's every possibility. That's probably what the overwhelming
process. I don't feel bad, but I just been losing my voice on and off since December.
Let's focus on his mental health.
I understand.
Rather than his physical health.
I understand.
Jimmy?
What?
You know, actually, in his case, it could be something as simple as acid reflux.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. Reflux, not reflux.
That's what I have when I was losing my voice.
I eat Tums on a daily basis.
That's what it is, buddy.
Yeah.
Jimmy, that's what it is, seriously.
No.
Yeah. When you go to bed, dude, you got to take some. Jimmy, trust me. When I lost my voice and my voice was going, I couldn't believe it either. It's a lot of times when you have a bad voice, it's acid reflux. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to sound gross, but I've been coughing up phlegm for 2 months.
Ryan, you should go to a doctor. You should get yourself one of those purple pills.
No. Once the weather gets warmer, I'll be all right.
Okay. Anyway, so you're marrying the girl. Why?
Yeah.
Is she the love of your life?
Yeah, she is.
Can we have the pretty lady's name?
Marnie. Yeah, she's a good woman, man. You know, she's treated me better than three quarters of the chicks I've been with, you know.
Three quarters of the chicks, 75%.
Again, I'm hearing nothing but absolute positive.
Jimmy, how many women in your life have you had, like, long-term, over 6 month relationships with?
Jeez, man, I don't have enough fingers and toes to count that.
Really?
Yeah. See, that's what I'm telling you. You just
flock to him, don't you?
You don't know the backstory of it. Yeah, he's got what Broyhill used to have.
Yeah.
He's got that thing where he appears to be unapproachable.
Yeah. You know, I like it when you insult somebody. You know the funniest time when you insult somebody is when you don't even know you did.
You don't mean to.
You just were so matter of fact how you just insulted Charlie. It was funny because you didn't even know you did.
Oh, no, that's a compliment. That's a compliment.
All my friends used to say that all my women were on a 2-year plan, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, Charlie used to have girls on the 2-minute plan.
I've had single friends of mine say that it's usually 3 months. Mm-hmm. That the average for somebody, and I've known people that it's 3 months. It's always 3 months.
So, Jimmy, are you marrying her because you have to?
No.
Who proposed?
I did.
How many kids between the two of you total? How many? 10? 20?
No. No, she's got two, and I got Rachel.
Oh, okay.
You got, well, and then the other one that we don't talk about.
Right.
Okay, so that's really four, even though one's not going to be around a lot.
Right.
Really? Something terrible is going to happen? Or
well, no. There's the one that we found out through the blood test.
Oh, that's correct. Oh, you don't mean the other one's going to pass away or something?
Oh, no. Oh. There's a fourth one out there.
I'm just trying to keep track of it.
My brother has fathered two.
Jimmy, is there any truth to the rumor that you're adopting a Chinese baby?
No.
Jimmy?
What?
Who proposed to who?
I proposed to her.
When?
Oh, about 3 months ago.
Wow.
Then are you going to Vegas to tie the knot?
Yeah, we are.
Wait a minute. Listen, I know that we're not like TV brothers who call each other every day and everything. But,
right. Dude,
you've been engaged for 3 months and you're just telling me today?
Yeah.
Because
we finally decided to go out and do it and book the trip and the whole bit.
You've set a date then.
Do you have a best man?
No.
What are you planning?
My Rachel's godfather, they're going out there too that same week, so I'll probably. If Don won't fly out there and show up, I'll try.
Well, when are you going to be out there?
Because we're
going to leave the 15th of April.
Oh, we will have just left.
I got excited for a second.
We're going to be in Vegas.
Can't you move the trip up by a month?
We're going to be in Vegas like the weekend of the 13th for the Sugar Shane Mosley fight.
And not the 13th of April.
Of March.
13th of March.
That's right. That's right.
Well, just fly out there for the weekend.
I mean, I'll fly out for your wedding. Of course I'll fly out for your wedding. Fly out for your wedding.
But I mean, if you know, we'd all be able to go if you moved it up a month.
But I just want to say, I would like to just say, Mike, the last time my brother got married on the show,
I was a bridesmaid.
12 years ago.
Do you remember that beautiful picture of my bag?
I gave away the bride.
Yeah, but that's bad. That's now bad karma.
Oh, so you think maybe we shouldn't be involved at all?
Yeah, because he got married on the show before, and look what happened to that one.
Yeah, you're right about it. So we shouldn't make it a public spectacle again. Right.
Well, it was mostly Marnie's idea to call you and let you know.
Good.
Well, please tell her thanks as your brother. Thanks. I appreciate the fact that you're letting me know that you're getting married to Marnie.
I told her you'd be too busy. You probably wouldn't even want to come out.
Oh, my God. Now, see,
what kind of bastard do you think I am?
Oh, don't ask me that.
Wow. He's kidding, of course.
Why don't you go ahead and answer?
No.
He's just working me.
I know he's working me. Come on.
If you wanted to come out to Vegas and do it on the show, we'd do that.
Now, listen, I don't want it on the show.
No.
I don't think that's good luck for
Bad
you.
Bad luck, yeah.
But I'd love... here's the thing. I love you, so I'd love to be there at your wedding. Second, if it's in Las Vegas, I'd love to come just for a weekend in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean, I go to Las Vegas if you tell me you're having to have
him. Have him come out here and give him another party?
No. Bad luck. All of that wedding associated with show equals bad luck.
Okay.
Yeah.
You and I are getting long in the tooth. We don't have many of these things to go to anymore.
Yeah. I know. Well, he's my brother, though. I
know you really want it to work.
I already exploited the first wedding.
I heard he said you were a bastard.
12 years ago.
You're a rocking bachelor party.
Yeah, why am I a bastard? Why am I a bastard?
You're not a bastard.
What have I done that's bastard-like?
Nothing.
Nothing, okay.
Nothing. I was pulling your chain.
I know.
Where are you going to get married? What are you going to do? Are you going to go to, like, the Little White Chapel?
I don't know. We were looking at some package deals.
That's where Rob suggests.
We might just wait till we get out there on that Thursday and find a place.
You can do that in Vegas.
Yeah, I don't know what she's talking about, because her dad might come up from California, and if Don comes out, then I'll probably set something up for Saturday, so we got it booked.
I'll be there, mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'll be staying at Mandalay Bay. Where will you be staying at? Pardon me?
How about Michael Mara and Buzz? Are they going to come out?
On the weekend?
Jimmy, yeah.
Any excuse to go to Vegas? You don't want
it's
me.
It's tempting.
No, because it'll be turned into a spectacle. Here's the thing. I really think...
Tell you what, you know what I'll do?
Jinx.
Yeah. I'll just go to Vegas, but you won't see me that weekend.
Well, listen, what am I saying? You're going to say you'll do it, you won't do it.
Yeah, I won't do it.
So, Mike,
you don't have to worry about me.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll be there.
Yeah, Michael, right. Mike will be there.
No, it's when is it, April?
Yeah, right, it's 2 months away.
It's a golf weekend.
Mike and Buzz, they know pretty much everything there is to know about me too, don't they?
Now, I think
we're very fond of
you. I didn't know you've been together with this woman for 2.5 years.
You what?
I didn't know you've been together with this woman for 2.5 years. That's a good long engagement.
Mm-hmm. This is not the one you tied up with the telephone cord, right?
No. No, shut up.
All right, well, I had to get back.
Jimmy, I have to ask you, is this something you're doing because you've been together for a couple of years and it seems like the thing to do, or is Marnie really the one?
I think she's the one.
Yeah, very good.
Or are there financial benefits to you to marrying Marnie?
No, not really.
Not really. No. Could you be more specific?
No. We both work, you know, the whole bit.
What do you love most about her? I've only spoken to her on the phone a couple of times. I don't know her that well. What do you love most about her?
She's real good to me.
Rock and roll,
that's
man.
That's excellent.
Go ahead and do it. You know, I'm glad you said excellent. Yeah. I thought you two lifers were gonna like be talking him out of it or something like that.
Well, it's tempting.
I believe that Buzz and I are lottery winners because our marriages have survived. My good friend Rob, who I love very dearly, and his family, you know, godfather one of his children,
right?
I still got the odds on him like it's 60-40. that he makes it out alive. Only because, listen, it's America.
Yeah. Lottery winners, that's the right. That's what I meant. When I said lifers, I meant lottery winners.
Right. We're lottery winners.
That's exactly what I meant.
Because our wives haven't...
I misspoke.
Our wives haven't divorced us and taken half of our money.
So you're all for it, Buzz.
If he's happy, if they're in love, then, you know, Jimmy's seen the ups and downs.
And so is Don.
You know, Jimmy knows what can go wrong. So
I'm for whatever makes my brother happy. However, having said that, I know my brother, and I know that there's a backstory to this that I'm just not hearing. Yeah,
there's no backstory.
And listen, I just want to tell you something, and I want to say this the right way in this political climate. I'll pay for the abortion.
Oh, God.
If that's the case.
To be honest with you, Marnie's on the pill, and then she's got to go get a hysterectomy in June.
Ooh.
So I'm safe, man.
All right, well, there you have it. Well, there you have it. It's pure love.
Bonus. But it's a perfect time to marry her. She's having her hysterectomy.
Jimmy, yeah.
Perfect time.
If you don't mind me asking, what is the main thing you have in common? What do you have? Every couple's got something that they really have in common.
Oh, man, it's too many things to mention right now. You
really?
Know? We got a lot of likes, a lot of things that we like together, you know?
Yeah, any particular, could you give us a couple?
Yeah. We like to eat. We like doing the same kind of things. We like outdoors type of things, you know, camping and mountain rendezvous type stuff. You know,
there you go. Mountain rendezvous.
We get a lot of likes together.
Yeah. That sounds romantic right there.
Kind of like me and that redheaded bitch that I married before.
All right, well, listen, congratulations. Of course, I will be there. I'd be honored to be there. You bastard.
Try and get O'Mara and Buzz to come out.
Now, listen, I'm telling you something. Jimmy, okay, I'd be glad to do it if you want the entire wedding to be a show. And also, you should know, no offense, Mike, please.
I don't care if it's going to be on.
No offense.
Well, here it comes.
There's no way that Mike would ever really actually show up.
And
I think if you asked, Buzz would make a reservation, it would come out.
Mm-hmm.
I think eventually Mike wouldn't.
But Jimmy, remember the last...
But I'm not busting your balls. That's the way you are.
Yes, that's true.
And the last... I know
and
you.
I'm happy
Thanks,
about that.
Mike.
And I could make a big deal about it and say, you're wrong, but...
In the end, I know. Listen, I do the same to you. Like, if your sister was getting married,
mm-hmm.
and if for some reason your sister liked me,
mm-hmm.
which I think she does,
mm-hmm.
but let's say she liked me, and you said, and we had her on the show...
It's a little stronger than like.
And she said in a playful way, would you please come up?
You know the interesting thing?
What's that?
This stage of my life and what I've been through recently in recent years, I think my sister likes you more than she likes me. There you go. How about that?
Well.
No, but I understand. You know me well.
Mike, who can
you know me.
Up?
Hey, after all these years, you let me be me, and I appreciate that.
And I know that you wouldn't be there.
But I mean, really,
I know that you'll send something that has a lot of zeros on the end of it.
Sure, of course I will.
Me too.
A lovely gift. I want to know what Jimmy wants, what he needs. I'd like to send him a nice wedding.
But the last time I gave away the bride, Jimmy gave away the bride.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So Jimmy, listen, if you really want everybody from the show, I guess they'll all come out there, but they got
to
pay.
You know, I'm just saying, if you all want to come out, come on out.
Hey, it's a great place to go, Vegas.
Fun place.
You know, Vegas.
Yeah, I think we're going to be staying in Excalibur.
And you know, even if I came out to, oh, really, Jimmy, have you locked that in? Have you locked that one in, Jimmy? You know, I'm the resident Vegas expert.
You might want to think about moving up a little bit.
On this show, yeah, or even moving laterally.
Well, you know? About Caesars? They're a little limited right now.
Caesars is a step above that.
Absolutely.
There you go. For about the same price, right?
Yeah, Jimmy, you can get great deals out. I mean, maybe I'll talk to him.
Yeah.
Have him set something up for me then. Strings.
Now here's the magic of my brother.
Okay,
let's see how far you want to get into this, Mike.
Make it happen. I could probably make some arrangements out there for him.
Wow.
I was getting my tax records together.
I never thought I'd do this.
I was getting my tax records
I'm
together.
I'm going to write down my brother's phone number.
Okay.
And give it to you and let you handle his wedding.
Don, I believe we've made famous the woman who can help him. You know what
are
her name is.
You guys on in Vegas?
I can't believe you've forgotten Jacqueline Vargas.
The girl at your hotel.
Sure.
Right. All right, well, there's my brother's cell.
Cool. I can make a call. I got a phone call.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, all right.
Seriously, I got a phone call from Las Vegas last week saying, hey, where you been?
I kid you not.
We miss you.
Okay.
I had a busy year last year.
All right, well, that's that. So you're getting married, and I'll be there, and I'm looking forward to it, and congratulations.
Congratulations,
yes.
Jimmy.
All right, thanks.
All right, dude. Listen.
All right, dude. I'll call you this weekend.
Okay. Do you have any parting words of wisdom, Jimmy?
Oh, man. Weather's getting warmer.
Jimmy, I'll call you, and I'll let you know what's going on.
Okay, dude. Thanks.
Oh, you know what, Jimmy, I was talking about yesterday on the show?
What?
Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Skanky Dawn, my first wife.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we were standing up in that church in Rockton? And I said to you, when we were standing up there and you're my best man, and I said to you, do you remember when I said, this is a mistake?
No, I don't. It was so long ago.
Wow.
Thanks.
Geez, that was like in what, 78?
Yeah. All right. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
All right, dude. Love
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Geez, you're killing me. I sometimes wish this was television. Like, when he disappoints you like that, when you're looking for him to, like, corroborate your story, and he doesn't.
It was a life-altering moment
I know,
for me. It
right.
really was.
You
and I shared it with
really,
him.
Really, you would think that a best man would remember that like it was yesterday.
Didn't alter
his
life.
Yeah.
It was long. It was like, what, 78, man?
He remembers that she was a skit.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly.
Why do people hate me? I'm so misunderstood.
Why?
Why waste your time hating me?
Bill O'Reilly. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekdays noon to 2 on 106.7 WJFK.
WJFK's Don and Mike Show is brought to you by our partner, AOL
Joe.
For Broadband.
Ferris Kia, take one.
Hi, me again for Ferris Kia.
You said again you've never done Ferris Kia before. Ferris yes, Kia no. Take two.
Get the new Shrek 2 video now at Ferris Kia.
Give the impression that Ferris sells videos. They've hired us to talk about Kias. The video's just free when you test drive any new Kia.
Ferris, introducing the Kia Sportage.
I'm sorry, Buzz. The Sportage has been around for a while. They just redesigned it to make it better than ever.
Reintroducing the Kia Sportage.
Keep going.
From Ferris Kia's 40-some years of experience.
I knew it couldn't last. Ferris has been around for over 40 years. They've just recently started selling Kias. If it goes anything like the Jeeps, they'll soon be the number one Kia dealer.
Ferris Kia's conveniently located on Mars.
Not quite. Fairfax Circle, 3 miles off the Beltway on Route 50.
Featuring Kia's 10-billion-mile warranty.
Close. 10 years, 100,000 miles.
The 2006 Kias are here.
05s, which means the new ones are in and the 04s are priced to move.
Ferris Kia at Fairfax Circle. Make every mile count.
Hey, you got one right.
They're scary and they're frightening.
They're fun and they're exciting.
They're thrilling and they're chilling. Don't scratch your family.
Witches, riches.
Creepy cash.
Frightfully fun. Two horrifyingly thrilling new scratchers from the Virginia Lottery. Witches, riches, and creepy cash.
So scratch and pull some prizes.